Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. It is time to play Waffle. Okay, just checking me ding there. Time to play. It's a game where we give you a topic. Haven't given that out yet. We're going to give that out so you can play along yourself as well if you want to do it. Or some morning, why don't you ring in or text in and you can have a go yourself and try and win €1,000. So what happens is I give the topic out, right? And then I've got 5 keywords written down about that very topic on a sheet of paper in front of me. I'm looking at them right now and I'm looking at the topic. And if you match the 5 keywords about the topic on my sheet, you win €1,000. So 30 seconds away from 1K. And, you know, sometimes you'll say something that is absolutely, you know, spot on as far as the topic is concerned, but it's not on my list, so you don't get a ding for it. Okay, Emer, how are you?
Hello, Ian Dempsey. How are things?
Excellent. Very, very good, Emer. Donnellan in Mayo. You're nursing a sick child, I believe.
Yes, yeah, I have 2 little ones, but my 5-year-old, almost 5-year-old, she's 5 on Saturday, she is home with a tummy bug.
Oh, poor thing. So, what are you giving her?
Love, care, attention, TLC, let it pass.
But flat 7-Up, no?
Flat 7-Up, yeah, if only she'd drink something sweet or fizzy for me.
Right, that's good. Okay, and I believe you'd be good at loads of topics.
Oh, loads, yeah, my knowledge is extensive.
Is it? Okay. Well, let's find out right now. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely, let's go.
What's your daughter's name, by the way?
She's Nia, N-I-A, Nia Donlan.
N-I-A?
Yes.
What a lovely name.
Thank you very much.
I haven't heard that before now.
The small man is Ogie.
Ogie, God. Did a lot of research there, didn't you, Emer?
We did.
Okay, well, listen, let's see how we get on with this. Emer Donlan in Mayo, we wish you the very best of luck and we're about to reveal your topic today on Waffle. Good luck to you. Here we go.
Today's Waffle topic is...
The two Johnnies.
Oh, Tipperary, Johnny B, Johnny Smacks, G.A. Catfish, Cashel, Conmel, comedians, the podcast they do, G.A. Catfish, YouTube channel, what's their show called? Late Night Lock-In, 2FM.
Did you say 2FM, did you? Did you say 2FM?
I did not. No, sorry. There was Brendan's on the line.
Anyway, they don't work there anymore.
Fair enough.
I'm only joking you. You can say it as often as you like. We had Pints in the Field. That's what they do around the country,
Pints
the live shows. And they had a hit song called When I Play for the County.
We only listened to it lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's we?
Myself, my husband, Kevin.
Is Kevin there beside you?
Kevin is keeping the one-year-old entertained, so okay. He would have got that, I'd say.
Give us an L chorus there of When I Play for the County. Go on.
When I Play for County, well, now he wishes he did, so. Truth life.
Emer, lovely talking to you.
You too, Ian.
You know what? I can see what Kevin found attractive in you. You've got a lovely personality. You really do.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good one, and hopefully Nia gets well very, very soon. Sometimes life has a bit of a knack for picking the most inconvenient moments to throw a bit of an old spanner in the works. I don't know whether you heard this, but Irish actor Andrew Scott at the SAG Awards over the weekend told a story about the previous time he actually went to those very awards. Here it is for you.
Well, I tell you what happened to me at the last SAG Awards. I passed a kidney stone. So I'll tell you, I was beside Phoebe. And Laura Dern had just won Best Supporting Actress. And I was standing up, and we were standing up for Laura. And I don't know if anyone has experienced having a kidney stone before, but the pain is so immediate. And so as Laura was speaking, I was like crawling out of the thing. And by the time her speech was over, I was ripping off my tux, and I was in the back, one of those rooms back there, writhing around in agony. And I knew what it was, because I had it before. And that was my last experience of the SAG Awards.
Right, lovely. Great memories altogether. Andrew Scott there talking about his kidney stone. So we're just wondering this morning, have you ever had one of those moments? Maybe you got a nosebleed, say, as the bride was about to walk down the aisle at a wedding that you were really looking forward to, and then suddenly you felt something coming out of your nose. Perhaps you broke your arm before your debs and you had to pose for all your photos with a big cast on your arm. Or maybe you passed out in a job interview. Have you had any of these little moments where life had that knack for picking the most inconvenient moment to throw a spanner in the works for you? Please let us know about it. Paula was saying there, "Hi, Ian, my son broke his fingers a few days before his junior cert." Oh my God, you got to write a lot of stuff for the junior cert. So we had to rush and organise a scribe. I haven't heard that since the Old Testament, to be honest with you. A scribe. So somebody had to actually sit across from him and he would say, great feeling of power, by the way. Write this down, write that down. No, strike that out. Let's write more down. So you had to organise a scribe for him. Stress City. Wow, where do you go? Do you look it up on the internet or something? Scribes. Paula in Amalo. Thank you, Paula. Teresa was on as well. Dislocated my arm 2 days before St. Patrick's Day, 17th of March, 1 year. Oh, I was just thinking, well, that's fine. You know, you just have to watch it and you can have a sling or something like that. I'm part of the marching band taking part in the parade. Oh, my God, you poor thing. And you dislocated your arm. Oh, I'd say that was sore. Anyway, Teresa, you got through it. You got through it. Fintan has been in there as well. Very descriptive, Fintan. You should write your autobiography. He says, while serving as altar boys, my brother and I, many years ago at midnight mass, when the priest offered up the bread as the body of Christ, the church was silent. Of course it was. Yes, so, you know, respectful. Very silent, so you can't hear a pin drop. My brother let out an unmerciful wet fart. Not just an ordinary fart, but a wet fart. I think everybody knows what they sound like. Most of the church heard it and started giggling. And the other lad, serving as an altar boy, moved away from my brother. Thanks, Fintan. Got Claire on the line. Claire is in Kerry. Hi, Claire. How's it going?
I'm great, Ian. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. So tell us your story. I was in Kerry, by the way, at the weekend. I was in Sneem. Do you live anywhere near Sneem?
Sneem is actually the closest village to me.
Go away.
Yeah.
We were right beside each other.
Yes, you were. There was only a mountain between us.
There you go. Just a mountain between. And I had the Sneem black pudding as well. Very nice. Very smooth. Have you had that
absolutely
yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very nice.
I'm not a lover of black pudding now myself, but my husband loves it.
There you go. You see, that's what keeps him looking so handsome. Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's it. Absolutely.
So listen, tell us your story about what happened to you.
Okay, it was, I think it was about a week before my brother's Holy Communion.
Yeah.
I used to live on a farm.
Right.
And my dad was sorting out some sheep, so right. I was giving him a hand. One of the sheep broke away, ran towards me, knocked me over, ran over me. And I ended up with a huge black eye for my brother's Holy Communion.
And the brother's Holy Communion. And there would have been photographs and things taken.
Oh, cringe.
Yeah.
They're hidden away. You couldn't have those on the wall with
right.
me.
So, but of course, there's all kinds of apps these days that you could get. You could probably fix that.
Oh, you could very easily fix it now. But 40 plus years ago?
Yeah.
No.
Go away. It's never 40 years ago, is it, Claire?
Oh, it is. It is. I still remember it, though, and I'm still petrified of sheep.
Really? And have you avoided farms ever since?
No. I swore I'd never marry a farmer and ended up marrying a hobby farmer.
Oh,
and we have sheep.
what goes around comes around. Claire, there you go. It's a pity we didn't meet up at the weekend. We could have had a great chat.
I know.
But there you go. That's life anyway. What a coincidence. Claire, lovely talking to you. Thank you very much. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Cheers.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Cheers.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
A million. Shauna, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank
good.
You very much. So this is the home of the big busk. Can
oh,
you
yeah.
play any musical instruments?
Absolutely not
None.
A jot.
Did you ever try?
I did try keyboard.
Keyboard, did you?
I just didn't stick to it. I wouldn't be great at sticking to things like that.
I tried the piano.
Yeah.
My parents actually bought me a piano,
oh, no.
which was, you know, like...
Yeah, a big investment,
good.
Yeah.
Still there at home. It's been embarrassing every time I walk in.
Just a reminder of the failures.
Yeah. But I did try. I went to lessons, and I went to lessons for guitar, and I couldn't do it either. But anyway... But keyboard, you tried, yeah?
Yeah, but you're so good at everything else. You can't be good at everything.
Well, Yeah, and then my son, Evan, he got a guitar and within about 3 days he was able to play about 80 songs perfectly.
It's a natural
ability. But thank you for saying that. That was a nice compliment.
You're very welcome.
Anyway, Scarlett Johansson, before we get to Katie and Kerry, Scarlett Johansson's oops moment.
Yeah, so this is a story in the papers this morning I'm sure a lot of people will relate to. So actress Scarlett Johansson, she once mislaid her engagement ring. So she thought she had accidentally thrown it in the bin and that it had been taken away with the rubbish. And
that's
as you can imagine, pure panic.
Yeah.
So her husband, Colin, very nicely tried his best to retrieve the ring. He searched through 12 different dumpsters. Now, I suppose it's like the big, huge rubbish bins looking for it.
That's love.
It is love. Unfortunately, he couldn't find it. Came back to the house empty handed. And when he got home,
she had found it.
Scarlett put her hand in her pocket and there it was.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Blind panic. You know when you go.
Yeah, I'd say that was a quiet enough night, I'd say. Yeah.
Just, okay.
I'm just going to sit here in the shower
and wash the dumpster juice off me.
The dumpster juice, I love it. Dumpster juice. You could market that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, listen, Katie, I'm presuming this is Katie
Price.
And Kerry Katona.
Yeah.
Right. So double trouble. What's going on there?
This is double trouble. So they've been close friends for years, but apparently they've decided to go on tour together.
Yeah.
So they will treat live audiences to a night of entertainment where they tell all, open up about relationships, showbiz, their family lives, exes, the whole lot. And, you know, they're both two outspoken women. They've never been known to hold back. And so
this is like the female equivalent of Boys Life.
Yeah.
In a way, isn't it?
She is, yes. I don't know whether they'll sing or not. I'm sure they will. But promoters have been warned to have lawyers on standby in the wings in case they say or do anything that they shouldn't. So that hasn't been confirmed yet. It's just a rumour, but it looks like it
I'm
is.
I'm sure they'll do Ireland.
I'd say they will.
Several venues.
Yes, exactly. Across the country.
Earlier on, we were talking about dumpster juice, bin juice. That's the phrase you coined anyway. And this was in relation to Scarlett Johansson and she lost her engagement ring.
She did. She thought she had thrown it into the bin and that it had been taken away with the rubbish. Her husband then did his very best to try and retrieve it. He trawled through 12 dumpsters worth of rubbish, came up, couldn't find it, came up to the house. She put her hand in her pocket and there it was. So he was covered in...
Right, but she had put it in her pocket.
Yeah, she just didn't realise. He had gone trawling.
Okay, well, if you're listening, Scarlett, we've got one better for you. Dee in Ballyshannon is on. Hi, Dee, how are you?
Good morning, Ian. And Shanna, how are you?
Hi.
So that happened to your ring as well, yeah?
Yeah, it happened, my ring, just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I had mislaid my ring, just say, but I had got my ring upgraded. So basically, after my third child, instead of an eternity ring, I got my engagement ring upgraded. So I got a lot of work done on it.
And I
loved it so much, but I lost it for 5 days in the house.
Oh, no.
Didn't find it anywhere. And we thought it was in the bins. We thought it was outside in the dog poo. We checked everywhere.
Sorry. You checked dog poo.
Yeah, we have a golden retriever, Maggie, and she's a bit nuts. So we were like, Maggie must have got it.
Right. So how do you check dog poo?
I don't know.
Is that kind of
you kind of dilute it
slightly or something and see if there's anything there?
Yeah, I think that's what he did. He got the rubber gloves on and away he went. But no, it wasn't Maggie for once.
Okay. It is the sort of thing that you have. We were just saying earlier on, you do have to commit to it. Like, I mean, if you're going into the dumpster, into the bin, or if you're going into dog poo, you have to say, right, I'm going to get manky here. I'll go for the shower afterwards.
Yes, it's for the greater good. Yeah.
What's your husband saying, by the way?
His name's Christopher.
Christopher. Good man, Christopher. Bravo. Yeah, well done. So you searched the dog poo and...
No luck there. So it was about 5 days later and I was literally sitting on the couch one Saturday morning and I just was like, no, it's gone. And we had been praying to St. Anthony and everybody was lighting candles. It was just horrific. Right. But so he decided, no, I'm going to go check the bin bags again. And at that stage, our bin bags in the kitchen had been put over to like a big dumpster.
All right, Good man, Christopher.
They were going to be lifted the next day. So he climbed in and went through them all again. And at the bottom of it was there. He found it. And
he found
it.
Oh, my God.
He found it in the potato peelings.
Oh.
So I had been peeling potatoes that Sunday before.
Right.
And I'd taken off my ring and I threw the whole lot into the bin unknowingly. So, yeah, he came back and he proposed to me again with my ring. So he proposed to me twice.
Oh, that's lovely. So he came back in and what's
that? Covered in vintage. Vintage.
And I mean that's and they all lived happily
oh
ever after.
Oh my gosh, what a story!
Well, we're it was amazing. So I haven't let it out of my sight since. So
you got it on now, have you?
Oh, I haven't indeed. Yes, oh, we have, and it's insured properly this time. So yeah.
Dee, thank you very much. What a great story!
Bother.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ian Dempsey
playing the music you love today.